Hi, everybody. Neil Devlin, Denver Post High School Sports Editor, with yet another and final edition of the 2014 season for Broncos High School Coach of the Week. This week's winner is Ron Wojlewicz from Dakota Ridge, Class 4A. And, Coach, pronounce the name again and tell us how we got Coach Woj. Let everybody know that.
Well, my last name's Wojlewicz, and when I was in high school, Barney Miller was a big popular TV show, and they had a Wojciechowicz on there, and our coach couldn't say my last name, so he started calling me Wojo, because that's what the guy on TV was, and then they just dropped the O, and it's been Woj since 1980.
Pretty short and sweet there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Now, you finished the regular season 8-2. Big victory over Littleton. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, we knew that we were in the playoffs no matter what, so we were playing for seeding. And our kids just came out. We were real focused. They scored on the first drive. And came out and gave us some formations we hadn't seen before, so we had to make some adjustments. And then we kind of shut that down. Our offense kind of took over, and our kids treated it like a playoff game. And I was really proud of our kids and our coaches and everybody else and how they prepared and played. And we knew if we won and Kennedy beat Ponderosa that we'd win the league outright too. So we kind of had that going for us.
Now, are you surprised at all? I mean, you had so many new starters. I mean, you're 8-2 going into the playoffs. Are you surprised?
A little bit. I knew we'd be competitive. I didn't know how good we'd be at first, especially offensively having to replace 9 starters. But I never really envisioned that, you know, Jeremy Lujan and Adam Clary, 2 junior kids starting for the first year, would really step up and have the year they've had. You know, Lujan's at about 1,800 yards rushing, and Clary's almost 2,000 yards passing. So that made that transition pretty easy for us.
So you've had an outstanding tradition here that you've established. I mean, these kids thus far have been able to uphold it, have they not?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's something they know, the tradition coming in, and they play, and, they look forward to it. This is, you know, their goal is to make the playoffs and get in that final 16 every year and then see what happens. We've been fortunate. We've been in the semifinals 4 years since I've been here, and state championship 2004, lost to Thunder Ridge. So, you know, they take pride in that tradition.
Okay, handicap the field for us. Is it a situation of Pine Creek versus the rest of the field, do you think? Or is it that balanced, or what can happen here?
I think there's Pine Creek is the class, and then I think, you know, the other 15 are pretty balanced. I haven't seen Fort Collins play, but, I think that everybody is pretty equal. You know, you figure in the Montrose, the travel kind of gives them a home and field advantage. You know, if you have to make a 5.5-hour, 6-hour drive out there, spend the night, that's definitely home field advantage for them. But I think anybody can beat anybody. You know, last year we were the 13th seed and went down and beat Falcon in the first round, and they were the 4th seed. So our kids understand that. Don't take anything for granted because we've been on the other end of the spectrum.
You know, if you're lucky enough to go through the next month undefeated, what would a championship mean to the school and this program?
Well, it'd be the first one we'd have here as far as football is concerned. And I think it'd be great for the community, the South Metro area. And I think in 5A, you know, there's a good possibility that a team from Jeffco is going to win it in 5A too. So it'd be pretty cool if 2 Jeffco schools could win 5A and 4A. And, you know, we'll do everything we can.
And not out of the question, really.
No.
By any stretch of
the
imagination, is it?
Not out of the question at all. When you look at some of those teams, Ralston Valley, Pomona, Columbine's tradition, you know, Lakewood's been tough. Bear Creek is kind of come around. So, we're just hoping we can do our part and make things happen for us.
Great, Coach. Thank you. Coach Woj will be our guest on December 28th for the Broncos' annual Salute to High School Football. The program, the Broncos High School Coach of the Week, which began in 1996, is made possible this year by the National Guard. Thanks, and we'll see you then.